I love using boilerplate messages because they can save so much time, but they can also cause irreversible or embarrassing problems if you don't use them wisely. Boilerplate text is copy that can be reused in new contexts or with various people you communicate with, without changing much from the original copy. In my job, I feel like I'm repeating myself a lot to media, clients, my own team. So to save valuable time, I keep boilerplate pitches, responses, advice, directions, all in my electronic notepad so they are easily accessible to use with the barrage of emails and text messages I have to crank out each day. But beware. Before you use a boilerplate pitch or response, know your audience and customize accordingly. If you don't take the time to do this, it can really get you in some boiling hot water. No one likes to feel like they are getting an automated response or pitch from you. If you use boilerplate communications without customization, you risk all of your communications eventually being ignored. The pitch challenge today? Take the time to personalize your messages. If you are pitching someone on the phone and they ask you to send some more background by email, copy, paste your boilerplate message and add a greeting to the beginning that personalizes it to them, such as, "I'm so lucky to have caught you on the phone today. Thanks for taking my call. Here's the info you requested." Or reference part of the conversation you just had with them. Always read your entire boilerplate message before you hit the send button to make sure the information is specifically relevant to the person you are communicating with, or you could risk losing the deal or becoming forced to recover from an embarrassing fumble.